Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, moving things up a little bit because we have Red Sox pregame coming up, which Jones and I will join Joe Weil for a little bit of. Sox Orioles playing two today, weather permitting, 1:35 first pitch. But let's get you some of our week in review, including a very busy Tuesday where we had not one but two breaking news.
Don Sweeney has agreed to a two-year contract extension as general manager of the Boston Bruins.
Well earned. He was able to get once they got that first round pick for Marchand. Once he hit his minimum,
they're like, "You need a 2-year deal.
You can't keep getting away with it."
More Sweeney. Well, this was a good year.
Yeah,
they had a good year.
No, it was true. It went very well.
They traded the whole roster away. They're an absolute mess.
A few moments later.
I got one other nugget for you. I don't think it qualifies as breaking news, but just to throw it on the hopper here.
It did.
It was. Chad Kraft?
Oh, Chad Kraft.
Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged to be married. Congratulations.
And that's coming from Kraft. I mean Kraft.
Yep. Yep.
Ow!
How do you think he popped the question?
Probably while they're doing Airplane.
Probably very romantic.
Yeah.
Doing Airplane on the beach.
Fisherman, nice. Fisherman outfits.
Yeah.
Something like
He's like, hey, that CBS morning interview went so well. Will you do me the honor of being my wife?
I mean, she was pretty ride or die in that interview. Maybe that was a moment for him where he's like.
He was really turned on by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of updates on that since Tuesday, by the way.
Well,
so there's been a lot of reporting on Belichick.
New
do you think
name.
That one's true? Think they're engaged? I don't know. I can't
believe TMZ, People Magazine, somebody like that hasn't confirmed it yet. So yeah. I'm suspect about that, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, Jones, the morning show had the match. Greg Hill v. Chris Scheim won.
Quite a match.
Maybe also done. I don't know if they're going to go back to this well, but here's just a taste of how that went.
The most demoralizing part was there were a lot of nice people. Chris in the truck came out. Kevin was there. But there was one gentleman who came with a sign that said Team Scheim. And after the third hole, took it off.
Yeah. As Breece Hill pointed out to me, he said he was going to shoot 41. Which is tough to do when you are 7 over after 2 holes.
You know.
Is what my son pointed out to me, Scheim.
Also, Scheim, you trying to say, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch, and then absolutely topping
the drive was
you couldn't have scripted it better.
As they say, Courtney, as the kids say, absolute cinema.
It was so shocking. I mean, the audio of the videos I took, I'm gasping in the background.
I don't think I heard
Greg, because you made some comment of like, oh, Scheim, he said, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch. And then.
Yeah, it was. I think it was Greg. It was like the third or fourth hole, the one with the water on the right, the water hazard there. And I had hit my like third shot or whatever right in front of the water. And I'm like, all right, I can either go left here or I could just go right at the pin. And I was like, oh, Mama ain't raised no bitch.
No.
And I sent it.
Oh, my
and
God.
I sent it, and it went like, 8 feet.
Didn't pop, make it, the ladies tease.
It popped up like Halliburton's shot off the front rim and just went right in front of him.
It was a tough go for Shime, admittedly, but we'll see what happens.
No, he's still, you know what?
Going forward, he was back at work the next day.
He's still alive. He's still with us.
He didn't quit or anything.
I wasn't sure, but he is, yeah.
We got more news as it relates to Bill Belichick's women in his life.
Oh, yeah.
His current and former lovers apparently had a square off in Nantucket as that story was revealed.
You hear the other story that Linda and Jordan got into it on Nantucket?
Yeah.
At the Christmas stroll.
Not like that, though. She just threw her out of a party.
I hate to say it. Yes,
is that what
yes,
it was?
Yes, 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 yes. That her daughters
for those
were,
that don't know,
that her daughters were DJing at on Nantucket at the Christmas stroll. Yes,
and Nantucket's a small island, isn't it? So you probably did run into each other a lot.
I would imagine.
How many people are on Nantucket at a given
question.
Time?
Well, in the summer, I'm sure it's quite a bit.
It's just Belichick, Portnoy, and Belichick's lovers and past and present lovers,
and that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole island.
Oh, and Greg.
And Greg.
Yeah, Greg.
Seasonally,
yeah.
Greg.
Seasonally, Greg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So her daughters were DJing some event. Linda, she showed up.
Wait,
Linda didn't,
what?
Linda didn't want her there.
I mean, Linda's daughters are DJs?
Apparently.
What a great detail to this story.
Look.
What a tremendous detail.
Look.
You have a favorite DJ of all time? And why is it DJ Lethal from Limp Bizkit?
I did like DJ Pauly D. I don't know how. It's,
DJ Scribble. From
DJ Scribble was great.
Ooh, Beach House.
That's a real good one.
DJ Scratch and Sniff? Is that a guy? I think.
Spinderella.
Spinderella.
DJ Spinderella
is a good one. Yeah. What was that?
DJ LeMayu.
Can Linda's daughters take one spot?
They can
or
be
they
one,
have to take two?
They can be one spot. They count as one.
I think they're twins, so that's one spot.
Yeah, yeah, one
go
spot.
Go on.
Yeah.
Twins, Linda, Jordan.
Yeah. Billy's loving this
I'm
story.
I'm really mad at his body.
Now we're cooking.
It got his attention.
Billy's favorite story of the year.
it's an all-timer.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are now at the one-week anniversary from the unveiling of the City Connect jerseys for the Boston Red Sox. Last Friday, the Red Sox gifted those jerseys to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has ever said anything about the Red Sox. Every Red Sox podcast got them. Hart and Ted Johnson, who were down at Fenway that day, they got brand new jerseys. They're giving out hats. They're giving out sweatshirts, T-shirts, pins. You name it. Bobbleheads. They're giving everything away down there.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything.
No.
And so I've been checking the mailroom every day this week to see
religiously
if we had anything.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, haven't gotten anything yet. But I do appreciate Greg Hill, although he does kind of take a couple shots at me here. Oh. And so does everybody.
There's actually a sizable amount of shots in this. Yeah.
A lot of shots in this.
Yeah.
But Sam Kennedy was on for the front office report yesterday, and Greg asked him about it.
With regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here, the new City Connects?
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Chief has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay. And then I'm guessing probably, what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it.
Terrible.
Just smoked.
That's the definition of a drive-by right there. That was a good one.
Not even worth getting the jersey now at this point. All right, real quick, we talked Terrence Howard as well.
Oh, good.
He was a good actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in Hustle. He was like the bad guy in Hustle. The Adam Sandler.
This is not Terrence Howard.
I was thinking
this is
Anthony Edwards. Flow,
but Terrence get Howard.
No, he wasn't in that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he might would have been like six on that.
That was a big year for Terrence Howard. He's in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
That was all in the same year? Yeah. Wow.
Now he's doing podcasts with Rogan where he's just doing like math equations. You heard some. I think we did a Kiefer Madness on Terrence Howard.
Not with me.
He has a lot to say about a lot of things. And I guess people have looked into it. Not sure how factually correct a lot of it is.
Well, you know.
Pretty sure he says he remembers being born.
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Oh, I've seen that.
And isn't he remembers it a lot of like equations? Born. And he'll be like, we're in a room right now. Room starts with the letter R. Rich starts with the letter R. Like, and then he'll be like, that over there is red, also the letter R. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, his mind is Zach Galifianakis in Hangover when he's playing blackjack.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you're like, I don't know if any of that is right.
All right. I've got to be honest. If you remember being born, I feel bad for you.
He's never the same.
Yeah. Watch your father passed out.
What a wild scene.
It's freezing out here.
Yeah, yeah. Let me back in.
Yeah, I got to. That's not a memory.
No,
I would want.
I'm for sure glad I forgot that.
Yeah. Most people forget that for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you have to.
But Anthony Edwards, great actor, though.
Anthony Edwards, though, good actor. Yeah. We landed the plane. And let's end on this, Jones. The brag of the week.
Oh, good. My 9-year-old's in the championship next weekend. We're playing in the championship flag football championships, right?
Sick brag, bro.
That'd be Rob Ninkovich on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Yeah, he's
pretty good brag. I mean,
living vicariously through his 9-year-old.
State championship. Nothing to sneeze at.
We're going for a championship.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, nice.
I assume he coaches. Maybe.
That was part of a story where he said at these flag football championships, people were checking the footballs for being underinflated.
Yeah, well,
because
you can thank Brady for that.
He's an expatriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Is how that goes down. So, what was it?
Said I remember.
No one remembers more than Billy. No one suffered more through Deflategate than Billy Lanny. Well, that's congratulations on your brag of the week there, Ninko.
Absolutely.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.